I call the meeting of the Water Division in order. A quorum is present. We need to approve, move approval of the minutes. Do I have somebody willing to do that? Representative Heintzman.
I'd like to approve the minutes of the last meeting.
Representative Sundin moves the approval of the February 25th, 2019 minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Motion approved. The bill that we have on the agenda for today, sorry, Representative Heintzman. Bill we have on the agenda today is House File 1609. That's Representative Brand. It was referred to the Water Division by the Environmental Finance Division. I will move that House File 1609 be recommended to be referred to the Environment Finance Division. Representative Brand, please present your bill.
Yep. Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Committee, for hearing my bill 1609 today. That would provide an appropriation for the Boil of Soil Health, rather, for the University of Minnesota Water Resource Center. And with me today, I've got a couple of folks that would want to testify as well in favor of this bill. But basically what it does is this is a bill that would bring together a lot of stakeholders from the agricultural, natural resources, and PCA community. In my particular district, that's important. We have to have our stakeholders working together. We have to be talking about things that matter to the ag community, and soil health is clearly one of those issues that I think we can spend a lot more time in the legislature working on. And so I'm happy with this bill, and I look forward to having a good hearing about it.
Super. Thank you, Representative Brand. And who would like to go first? If you could introduce yourself and where you're from.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Doug Thomas with the Minnesota Board of Water and Soil Resources. And we were asked if we can maybe say a few things about maybe the background. This is a bill that actually originated out of the Legislative Water Commission, and one of the priorities that it had for its action items that came out of that. From the perspective of the Board of Water and Soil Resources, just a little bit about our involvement is about a year and a half ago. We entered into a collaborative agreement with the University of Minnesota, and we've created the Minnesota Office for Soil Health. That is now staffed as of January 1st by Dr. Anna Cates, who comes to us from the University of Wisconsin with a background in agronomy, soil science, and her work largely was in the production corn area related to soils and soil health. People talk about soil health, and I think sometimes it's like, well, what does that mean? In my career, I'm a soil scientist and an agronomist by education. I've worked in soil and water conservation now for just over 40 years. And we've always talked about, you know, aspects. It used to be soil tilth, then it was soil quality, and now it's soil health is kind of the terminology that we use. It's really a way to describe the fact that soil is unlike the human body. It's a living organism. It's got earthworms. It's got, you know, bacteria, fungi, you know, microbial things. So it's really a living organism. And when a soil is healthy, we assign all kinds of environmental attributes to it. We assign the attributes of having the ability to increase organic matter. Well, increasing organic matter stores more carbon in the soil. So it's actually a positive thing for climate change when we think about, you know, carbon. It has the ability to help us with cycling nutrients, being more efficient with nitrogen and the crop's use of nitrogen, so you don't, in some cases, have to apply as much nitrogen, but yet maintain productivity. We can store more water on the land because the water infiltrates better in a soil that is characterized as healthy. And then there's a bunch of practices that really are those things that in production agriculture, you know, largely are corn soybean production in a state like Minnesota and Iowa and the upper Midwest, are principles that you hear about: cover crops, no-till, strip-till, perennial cover. Those are all practices that are thought of that when you use those and you use them for an extended period of time, build those characteristics that I just talked about, that when we describe a healthy soil, and those healthy soils then can do that. In our production agricultural systems, we have gotten away from those practices and some of those principles, and we've seen the impact of that, like in the Minnesota River, where We've seen the impacts of altered hydrology, increasing bank and stream bed erosion. Well, the answer for that is largely how do you store more water on the land, and having healthy soils and being able to scale up that really is what can get us to that. So from our perspective, what this bill would do is it would provide funding to Bowser and the University of Minnesota to basically, under the umbrella of the Minnesota Office for Soil Health, engage the private-public sector. So we'd be talking about bringing together the Land O'Lakes, the Cargills, the commodity organizations, the grower organizations, the conservation organizations, bring them together and develop and see if we can reach agreement on a set of high-level kind of objectives or actions under this concept of a state's healthy soil action plan. And so that's in essence what this bill does. From Bowser's perspective, we think that idea of having that kind of group come together over a year or so provides some of those things that maybe we can begin to scale up those practices that I mentioned before by having broad support from a number of different sectors, not just government promoting it. So that's probably more background than you're looking for, Mr. Chair, but with that I will end and see if Dr. Larson has anything else he'd like to say.
Okay. Before we move on to Dr. Larson there, I just want to take a quick second. Does anyone have any questions for Mr. Thomas that they would like to ask at this point? Representative Heitzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You said, if I caught this correctly, we were asked if we would say a few words about this particular bill. I'm assuming that means that you weren't asking for this bill, that you're here to just talk about what's being proposed?
That is correct. The bill originated as a result kind of out of the work of the Legislative Water Commission. Jim Stark, their director, was not able to be here today, so asked if we could come and maybe talk a little bit about the background of this. This is not an agency bill.
Right. Go ahead, Mr. Representative Heitzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I guess you alluded to this Office of Soil Health that was created. I think that was federal money, $885,000 that got that rolling. Do I have that correct?
Mr. Thomas.
Mr. Chair, Representative Heitzman, the funding for the Minnesota Office for Soil Health came through a collaboration of the Board of Water and Soil Resource. About 70% of that funding, that's coming out of some of the Clean Water Fund appropriations that we get that we're able to, you know, help support that. 30% of the funding is coming from the university out of some of their research dollars. This project or this office has already leveraged, and I think that's one of the dollar amounts that you talked about, a $100,000 grant from NRCS as well. Do you remember, Joel, the dollar amount for the Conservation Innovation Grant?
It was about it.
And that's another $800,000 that the state is receiving through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Conservation Innovation Grant Program. And those are things that are going to just help us accelerate. That Conservation Innovation Grant is going to be used to look at metrics for how do we actually look at and measure soil health in our cold weather climate, which has been a challenge. Many of the tests and many of those things have been developed in the southern states, and they work well when you have biological activity that goes into November and December. Well, we sometimes have our soils freeze before then, and so some of those metrics are just not really applicable to the upper Midwest. That project is going to look at that as well as some of the economics in terms of how we document and can show some of that productivity benefit so that it actually isn't something where, you know, when producers look at it, they understand, you know, what are the economics behind these practices that are commonly promoted to support soil health?
Yeah. Thank you. Representative Heitzman.
I guess that would lead me to my question for the bill author. If this isn't something that the Water Commission was looking for, what is it that you're expecting this to do that isn't already being done?
Well, this is actually built off of what the Legislative Water Commission was doing, and this is something that's going to be used towards working on the continuation of what the these particular programs and this particular opportunity for soil health in Minnesota. I mean, ultimately, we're going to have to think of different ways where we can actually target things like clean water. We're going to have to talk about ways that we can actually improve soil health in Minnesota. As the doctor alluded to as well, you know, in Minnesota, we have a different biology than some of the other places across our country. And so in Minnesota, things are going a little bit differently than perhaps in like Iowa, for instance, or Missouri and Nebraska, that sort of thing. And so what this would do, this would allow for us to continue with that work to create best management practices, to create new opportunities for better soil health in our areas that are most important.
Representative, do you have Representative Torkelson? Do you have questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize for being late.
That's all right, sir.
You guys are just keeping me humping.
Like to keep you out of trouble.
We'll talk about that a little later.
Thanks.
So have you specified a dollar amount yet for this bill, Representative?
No, there hasn't been a specified dollar amount yet. I had heard 200,000, but they're still looking at the specific numbers in that.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, have you specified a resource?
Representative Brand.
No, I haven't yet had that conversation about which source.
Thank you, Representative.
Representative Torkelson.
Mr. Chair, what's the motion on this bill? I'm sorry. Again, I apologize for being late.
No, that's all right. The motion is going to be referring it to the Environmental Finance Division is where it'll end up. From my understanding is there were some dollars that were, as Representative Brand was mentioning, is I had received some information lately from Mr. Stark from the Legislative Water Commission. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I did not bring the right folder down with me with that additional information. Well, Representative Brand, did you have additional information on that?
No, I didn't have any information. They're still
okay.
It seemed like Jim was still trying to figure that part of it out, and so the goal here would be to get the support of the commission or the committee here, and then we were going to have that for the next committee.
Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, along those lines, we are a financial division, are we not?
Yes, sir, we are.
And it seems to me that this well, certainly is well related to the work of our committee and that we should send out something a little more complete than a bill with a blank. A couple of blanks.
A couple of blanks. You are correct, sir. That's one of the things we you've brought up a good point there. And unfortunately, we did not have an amendment ready to go with that information today. I think that's one of the things, Representative Morrison.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Wouldn't this bill go to environmental finance from here?
You're correct, Representative Morrison. It does. So it still does have another finance stop. And it would have been, and we do have a blank in there. And so, and what I'm just recognizing is Representative Torkelson didn't mention is, you know, finance is one of our things too. So it's something that we can talk a little bit about and provide input on it. Certainly didn't want to cut people out of the process, but Representative Torkelson. Well,
just one more structural question, Mr. Sure. Chair. So, I'm not completely used to this new division thing. So. A bill with financial implications that passes out of this committee, does that go back to Ways and Means before it goes to Environment Finance, or is there a substructure so it just passes automatically through to Ways to Environment Finance?
It will go straight up to Environment Finance, and then from there, Environment Finance and makes the recommendation up to Ways and Means.
All right. Thank you for that clarification.
You're welcome, Representative Torkelson. Further discussion. Our questions, and we still have one more testifier here. So if we could, why don't we move on to Dr. Larson, if you could introduce yourself.
Sure, and I'm flattered by that, but I'm just Mr. Larson.
So. Okay.
My name is Joel Larson. I'm the Associate Director at the Water Resources Center. Unfortunately, our director couldn't be here today, but he sends his regards. We have been working with the Board of Water and Soil Resources as part of the Minnesota Office on Soil Health for over the last year. We're very excited at the opportunity for to continue this partnership and work together. One of the ways that we describe our work is really as the connective tissue facing a lot of the water resource challenges or connective tissue for the university and the state as a whole as we address a lot of the water resources challenges, including tying together the research that's happening at the university along with the good work that our folks in Extension at the university are doing. And we're trying to broaden that to include our partnerships with the state agencies as well as other members of the public and private sector. And so we're looking forward to a chance to build on the soil health work that we've been doing with Bowser and some of the other state agencies. And I'm happy to take any questions that you might have on the university's role in this so far.
Okay. Questions for Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. So we're talking about soil health, and we're talking about housing this work at the Water Resources Center, but certainly the topic is much broader than water. Can you describe how the Water Resources Center will coordinate with other university and state resources to address soil health?
Sure.
Mr. Larson, go ahead.
Thank you. Dr. Cates, who Sir Thomas mentioned, it actually has a joint appointment between the Water Resources Center and the Department of Soil, Water, Climate at the university. So she is housed in both parts of that institution. We also do quite a bit of other work where our goal may not be to say do the research on a particular issue, whether it happens to be the economics of cover crops or the water holding capacity that building soil health can provide. But what we try to do is make sure that the folks in or the researchers in the different departments, the extension educators out in Crookston or Lamberton or some of our other regional centers, they know of the work that's happening. We've done that with climate change. We've done that with agricultural water quality issues. We've done that with urban stormwater. And so our goal is to continue to build on that infrastructure with soil health. Our focus has been water resources issues, but we also understand that that touches, soil health touches a wide variety of issues beyond that. So.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just one final question then. So from what you've described, a lot of your work is focused on the topics that you mentioned, water holding capacity and other issues. Is productivity part of your work, of making sure that these soils are actually productive? You know, I'm a farmer by trade, and I do have to pay the bills, and I pay the bills by producing a crop. And while soil health certainly is an ingredient, soil health's relationship to productivity should also be an ingredient.
Mr. Larson, go ahead.
Yes, sir, absolutely. So we work closely as well with the agronomists at the University of Minnesota. One of the places where we're looking to build our connections and our partnerships is with organizations like the Center for Farm Financial Services that can help us understand that relationship between the economic costs and the financial costs and benefits of some of those practices.
Sorry.
I see a hand from the other. First, I'll go back to Representative Torkelson.
I know I said it was my last question.
Oh, go ahead, sir.
I was wrong. I'm wrong every once in a while. What about private partnerships in this work? You know, we have a vast network of soil specialists in the form of crop consultants and other private sector employees that work closely with producers and soil health. Will they be a part of this conversation?
Who's going to? Mr. Larson. Excuse me, Mr. Thompson. Thomas, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Representative Torkelson, I guess the way we would see this happening would be this Soil Health Action Plan would indeed do just that. It would bring together, the private and public sectors. It would bring together, our major corporations, our food, some of our food manufacturers. It would bring together, the commodity organizations, the grower organizations, and bring all of those folks together to kind of look at and see, is there some common purpose and objectives to articulating a state soil health action plan. So the intent is that the Office for Soil Health itself, we have an advisory committee,
and that advisory committee is now just being put together because we've only had staffing since the first of the year, and that will include folks from like the Cargills, Land O'Lakes, the commodity organizations, corn growers, soybean growers, and organizations like that. We think that's absolutely, you know, fundamental and critical. And just if I can comment on the economics, through the Office for Soil Health, we do have a small amount of time from one of the economists at the University of Minnesota that is also working on this project, because we understand that that issue of profitability in the agricultural sector is, you know, first and foremost on their minds in terms of can't be profitable, then it's difficult to make the case for adoption of those practices that lead to, and we ascribe soil, those attributes of soil health to.
Further questions? Representative Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now, earlier we talked just briefly about, like, I think an $885,000 grant that came through the federal government. I am wondering, maybe the bill author knows this as well, is this something, this particular proposal, come through the LCCMR or any other path? It does sound like something that's really important, and it, in my mind, after a couple of years on the LCCMR, sounds like something that would be very appropriate for that. And being as this is a finance committee, why? I'm assuming we're looking at general fund or something of that sort. So has it been a LCCMR proposal in the past? And if it hasn't been, why aren't we looking at that right now?
Representative Brand.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative. I can't speak to that. If LCCMR was in the past, I don't have that background, but maybe somebody, House Research or something like that, might be able to answer that for you.
Ms. Taylor.
Mr. Chair, members, I'm not aware that there's been a proposal like this at the LCCMR. That doesn't mean there hasn't been one, but I'm not aware of one.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Brand. Representative Brand.
Yep. And so that's, I don't have an answer for you on that one. I'll find out and let you know.
Okay. Representative Heintzman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So if it isn't successful through this process, I would definitely encourage you to consider moving forward. If there is a need, I would encourage you to push this as a LCCMR proposal. That whole cycle is just going to be firing up in the next few months, so mm-hmm. It might be something to put on the radar.
Mr. Representative Brand.
Mr. Chair, Representative Heintzman, I appreciate that feedback. Thank you.
Are there further questions that anybody has from the committee? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to testify for or against the bill? Seeing none, I will renew my motion that House File 1609 be recommended to be referred to the Environment Finance Division. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Our next meeting, members, is going to be this Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. in room 400 north of the State Office Building, where we have a bill on the agenda. And then Representative Heintzman. Yes, sir.
So I was looking at that, actually, and Mr. Chair, looks like on Wednesday there's a couple of committees meeting that night, Environment and Natural Resources Policy. So that I'm assuming, am I missing something there? Am I misinterpreting, or are we going to have committees over the top of each other?
Thank you, Representative Heintzman. This is kind of the problem when we get to this time of year, is we've got committees on top of committees. And unfortunately, depending how we try to schedule, sometimes we're going to run into that problem. What we do is we just work with the committee people back and forth. Basically, the bill that we have up is the SALT bill that we heard in Environment Policy last week that has come to us. I do recognize that it may be a little bit of a conflict as people try to run back and forth. We'll be flexible. This is that's the only bill that we'll have on the schedule for that evening, and we'll be working to make sure that we've got the opportunity for people to keep involved with what's happening here, and then also being able to get back to the other committees that are scheduled at the same time. Representative Heintzman.
Yeah, one other concern, you know, for Please. Me to run back and forth is one thing, but then, of course, you know, staff, they don't really have those options. So this is creating quite a problem.
Thank you for communicating that to me. and I realize that could be an issue. I will, I'm trying to think, what time does environment policy start? They're going right at the same time?
6:30.
6:30? Pardon?
7.
7:15, environment, natural resources policy. So, I mean, number, of course, I want to be there for both committees.
Right, but
and then staff at the same time. This is pretty unusual, actually, so.
Okay. First of all, thank you for bringing it to my attention. I had not, and I apologize for not having caught the staff component of it. What I'll do is, right now we're scheduled for 7:30 at that time. Let me follow up and see what we can do to try to rework things to be a little bit more accommodating so that we don't have staff being split in the same places at the same time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. I appreciate it. Any other comments that anyone has? Representative Torkelson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I can't help but note that we are done for the day, apparently. Is there some reason that we couldn't have heard this SALT bill today and been in our during our regular time?
Part of it is because of notice. I wasn't able to get notice out and proper because it didn't come to us in time for me to do posting. And that's why I didn't have the SALT bill on today, is I wanted to make sure that we were following the rules that we had out there for posting at committees, et cetera. Because if I remember right, what was it, Thursday or Friday that it actually came over to us, so I didn't. We didn't have it to be able to make the posting in time.
Well, Mr. Chair, as you know, it's not a new issue. It's one that has received quite a bit of discussion here already. I know that for me personally, and I would guess for our staff that's going to try and split themselves in half and be in two places at once, perhaps an exception to that rule today might have made more sense than doubling up with two committees at the same time later in the week.
I Representative Torkelson, thank you for mentioning that. I just got so focused on where the rules are. Next time around, I should reach out and see if the commit if the your side would be amenable to be able to do that, so we don't have that conflict. Thank you so much for making the constructive input. I appreciate it. If there aren't any further comments, I will adjourn the committee.